This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Big Five. Scraby trying to get us to go down and investigate the Titanic. I see you trying to take over the show. Send me and Tony on some death mission down there.
I would pay to see Tony get into a submarine.
Not gonna happen. Tony, honestly, I wasn't joking. He's back getting ready for the game.
Yes.
But I'm not joking. Tony barely will dip his toe in the ocean. So
I'm
certainly not going to get in a submarine, you know, and head down to the, what is it, 1,000 leagues under the sea, Jules Verne?
No, it's like 12,000 feet.
Yeah, it's way down there.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm sure the Titanic's down there. I don't need to go down there to be convinced. I trust them.
Do you know that it's dissolving and it will be gone in like 50 to 75 years?
Nah. That soon?
Yeah. No, it's been there since 1912.
I'm aware.
I was
in Halifax last year at the Titanic Museum.
Oh, that's right.
And people don't know, but you know, when the Titanic went down, it was on its way, right, to the States, okay? The survivors were all taken to New York. The people who survived the sinking of the Titanic, those that were rescued, were taken to New York.
Yeah, Rose was taken to New York.
In the movie, you got to New York. The people that did not survive, those bodies that were recovered, were all taken to Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada.
And they have
a huge museum there to obviously pay tribute to all of those folks who perished. And there's quite a bit of Titanic information if you ever happen to be in Halifax.
I would go just for the Titanic.
You would like it.
I don't know why I'm so fascinated by the Titanic.
Why. Did you know, this is the quickest thing I remember from my one Titanic trivia. Because I asked the guy. There was a museum, a curator type person who was there answering questions day we were there.
Yeah.
So I said, you know, why did they sink? How did they miss
iceberg?
I understand, but no, that wasn't the question. My question was, how did they miss the iceberg? Like, how did they not see it? Was it a mechanical failure? Did somebody fall asleep on the job? And they said, the guy's answer was very simple, that they obviously didn't have, you know, they had some technology to know that something was out there, but they did not know the scope of how big it was.
Yeah.
And by the time their machinery picked it up, they did not have time to get around it. The other part of it that is not told often is that it was one of the very few nights with no moon.
So there was absolutely
no light at all.
Oof.
Which contributed to them not being able to see the iceberg until it was too late.
Ugh. I hate the ocean, but I would go see the Titanic. You couldn't get me on the Titanic, though.
Well, I won't go see the Titanic now. As I said, I'm sure it's down there. I'll let somebody else confirm it for
12,500 feet.
Ooh, yeah. 505 is the time. Gwyneth,
you know, I'm a big talker, Chris. I don't think I would actually do it.
I don't either.
I don't actually think I could do it.
Dodgers 8, Padres 7 was the score last night. What will we get tonight? I just hope we get as good of a game tonight as we had last night. Obviously, a different result would be nice. Lou Trevino, not Lee, as Scraby would have you think. The right-hander, Lou Trevino, who's a reliever, will start for the Dodgers tonight. Dylan Cease, and this just doesn't seem accurate, but it is, 1-5 with a 4.72 ERA. And frankly, he's been pitching pretty well lately. Just can't get another win. We got to get him one tonight.
That's what I said after his last start. Like, he hasn't been terrible.
No.
He's been definitely serviceable.
One of the problems for Cease, he's been throwing too many pitches, and he can't get through the fifth or sixth inning.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that can be an issue against the Dodgers because they don't swing at anything unless it's right there. That's one of their secrets. That's one of the Dodgers' secret sauce is that they don't swing.
I also want Dylan Cease to exercise some of those demons from the playoffs.
Good point. Dodgers got him pretty good last year in that playoff game. We'll see what happens. 6:40 tonight and the Sammy Leavitt pregame at 5:40. We had Dylan Hernandez.
Alden Gonzalez.
Alden Gonzalez. Duh. Brain cramp. Alden Gonzalez on earlier from ESPN. And he had, I thought, something really good. I asked him basically what his thing is, take is on the Padres moving forward this year. I wanted to play his answer if you missed it, because it's an intelligent answer, and it's something I think all of us should remind ourselves from time to time, that even though we live and die with every pitch and every result, this is a good team. And there are a lot of reasons to believe that they will continue to be good.
Oh, that was my cue.
Alden.
Okay.
Yes.
That was my cue.
I know.
I think good teams find ways to win games when they're not at their best. The Dodgers have done that for years, particularly during the regular season. Padres, as a team that is able to do that right now. As you mentioned, Tatis, Arias, Bogarts, Merrill. Those guys are not at their best right now. It seems like Manny Machado's been, you guys know better than me, but it seems like Manny Machado's been carrying them for a month.
Yeah.
But they're winning games, and they're pitching well, and they're coming up with timely hits. And yes, they're winning a bunch of one-run games, and, you know, that stuff tends to revert back the other way sometimes. But I think they're showing the functions of a good team, a team that just finds ways to win. And no matter how shorthanded they might be, and after losing last night, they are two games out of the Dodgers for first place in the National League West. I think if you're a Padres fan, you got to feel really good about where they're at. Because, I mean, Tatis is going to get going again. I promise you that. Bogarts and Arias and definitely Jackson Merrill will too. They're going to be better than they are right now. It doesn't mean that they don't have holes that they got to shore up. They got to shore up the bottom third of their lineup in drastic ways. And depending on how it goes with Yu Darvish and Michael King, they're probably going to have to look for starting pitching at the deadline too. But they are a better team than they've shown over these last few weeks. And even in the midst of that, they are accumulating wins. And I think that's a really good sign.
That last little part to me is the most important. No matter how they're playing, they're still winning.
Right. Yeah, they're still winning. They really aren't scoring runs at all. No. I know they got six last night, but again, we pointed out after the third inning last night, the final seven innings of the game, they had a single by Sheets, a two-out walk in the ninth by Fernando, Merrill's double in the tenth. That's it. They didn't get anything after the third inning last night. So offensively, they're still scuffling. And here are three guys that I think are the biggest culprits, okay? You choose who you think the biggest one is, or you choose, you know, to not feel like they're culprits.
Okay.
First of all, Fernando and Merrill are not on this list. Although both are struggling, I have the utmost confidence in their track records that they will get going sooner rather than later.
Every time Fernando gets a hit, I'm like, there it is.
I know, I know. Manny's obviously not going to be on this list. He's almost the MVP of the league. But there's three, and Gavin Sheets is not on this list. Here's the three guys that I got to be honest, I do have my concerns. I'll start with the least concern, and the least concern is Luis Arraez. The reason I have the least concern is because his track record says he hits 325 and wins the batting title. Unfortunately, he's 274 right now, and we've talked about this already, Scraby. Luis Arraez hitting 274 is not very valuable. You need a higher average from him because he doesn't walk and he doesn't steal. So he doesn't create additional bases, which means he has to be on base more often.
One of the things that you say is that he clogs up the bases. And last night there was an example of that when Manny hit a double and he had to stop. Well, I mean, I don't know that they would have sent him. I think they would have if he was
a
little bit faster.
Well, a really fast runner could have scored there, but he ended up scoring anyway.
Okay,
on
true.
A sack fly.
But anyway, that was the
but
example of what you talked about.
Agreed. Arraez is my least concerning of the three. My second least concerning of the three is Jake Cronenworth. Jake is so well-liked by all of us, I think, and all the fans, I think. I think he gets a little bit of a pass, certainly when you compare the dislike to that of Xander Bogaerts.
It's all about the contract.
It must be.
It's all about the contract.
Bogaerts, 3 home runs. Jake, 4. Bogaerts, 21 RBIs. Jake, 15. Bogaerts, 232. Jake, 236. OPS, Jake's quite a bit better there. 763.
Bogaerts is in the 600s.
Oh, way down. 637.
It's hard to look at those numbers and they put them up on the screen.
Yeah. So it goes without saying who my third concern is, right? But Arraez, Cronenworth, Bogaerts. And the reason, none of those three guys are going anywhere, whether you want them to or not. They're playing out the rest of the year. They're not trading any of them. They're not replacing any of them. So 1, 2, or 3 of those guys need to do better. Just frankly have to do better.
I was thinking about this on the drive down, and I think I'm not concerned about those guys. The only one that's not performing to where I thought they would be is Luis Arraez.
Okay.
Jake
Cronenworth. So Cronenworth is where you thought? 15 RBIs?
Well, he was also hurt for a while, so that's part of the number.
He missed 20 games.
So that's part of the number. But
15 RBIs, though.
Coming into the year, come on. Xander Bogaerts finishing the year at 250, hitting 250 with, like, I don't know, an OPS of 750. That was what I was thinking he was going to do.
He's nowhere close, Scrape. 637.
I know. I want him to turn the corner bad. But he just cannot turn the corner. And it's like, he's not even making great contact with the ball. Like, he's infield hit guy.
All right, you and I need to turn the corner, check some traffic, and then back with our Scraby segment ahead of the pregame show as Gwen and Chris continues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You ready for the Padre pregame? Sammy Levin on the ones and twos there. Jesse and Tony with the ball game. Coming up at 6:40 tonight, game two, Dylan Cease. And it'll be a cast of thousands, don't you worry, for Dave Roberts and the Dodgers. Bullpen night for the LAD. I got a couple of quick things before I turn it over to your segment.
You always steal my segment.
Well, I don't always. But anybody at the ball game last night will remember this happening, I think.
Okay.
About the fourth inning, the balls and strikes scoreboard stopped working.
Oh.
As did the outs, as did the score of the game.
Mm.
The one out in left center stopped working, and the one even on the inside the ring of the ballpark. Yeah. You don't realize how important a scoreboard is until it goes out. Like, I didn't know what was, you know what I mean? Like, how many outs are there? What's the count? Where are we at here?
At the ballpark, for sure.
Yeah. Because nobody's telling you.
No.
If you're home, you got your little score box, you're good to go.
You need to get one of those umpire clickers.
Right. Yes, but they didn't pass those out in time.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate.
Fortunately, it only lasts for about a half an inning. Hopefully, they get that squared away tonight.
You know, there's, that is interesting. I didn't even... Because you look up, you're like, oh, how many outs? Oh, wait, I can't see the outs.
Well, you don't know either. There's nowhere to find out. You're going to run down and ask the ump?
Hey, ump!
Yeah, you're in the upper deck somewhere.
Yeah, that is weird.
All right.
I got to say. That was better than I thought, Chris.
And then last night, real quick, the Stanley Cup game. We haven't talked much. Florida beat Edmonton 6-1. Edmonton lost its mind. 21 penalties committed by Edmonton. That's the most in a Stanley Cup finals game in 35 years.
Wow.
They don't call penalties like they used to. Florida did the all-time job of instigating, and Edmonton fell for it.
Oh, you can't do that.
No.
The retaliator always gets caught.
They did last night. We'll see if Edmonton can behave better and get back into the series in game four. NBA Finals also resume tomorrow night, so there's nothing tonight. Now, it is the Scraby segment.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Yes,
I appreciate you.
Yes. What you got? You better have something good in it now that I rushed to get it over to you.
I don't have anything.
You don't have anything?
Just kidding.
Great.
We're going to start, actually, with something that just hit my email inbox from the boss, Adam Klug. Mike Schilt talked to the media down there at Petco Park. And someone we haven't talked about in a while, but is on the roster, on the team, Luis Campusano. Why didn't they pinch hit with him last night? Why hasn't he been on the field lately?
He really could have pinch hit in the 10th inning. It wouldn't have been the worst move in the history of baseball. Dodgers had a lefty. Sheets was coming up, who's good but not always great against lefties. Campusano, either that or Iglesias. They were both options. Neither of them was chosen.
So Mike Schilt was asked by the media, I think Jeff Sanders specifically asked,
tonight,
why have you not been using Campy lately? Here's Mike Schilt's answer.
Campy, you know, I've talked to him about it. He understands it. Doesn't have to probably love it, but, you know, he's been great. I mean, the role basically is just where we're at with the way this club's set up with, you know, Louis being banged up a little bit and him being able to DH and Sheetsy being, you know, the guy DH and, you know, having 800 or so OPS. And then when you get other guys that you kind of rotate, get Iglesias in there and you get Manny or guys like that off their feet, it occupies that spot. And coupled with the fact that, you know, our pitchers deserve all the credit, but our catchers have done a good job shepherding our pitchers and really like what we have going with Maldi and Diaz behind the plate. So all those factors, you know, just don't create as many opportunities or opportunities lately for Campy.
Here's my theory with nothing behind it, Chris.
Okay.
They're looking for a trade partner. They're just trying. I mean, don't put him down in El Paso because it's not going to help him. keep him with the big league club in case you actually do need him. But they've got to be looking for something else. He doesn't really have a role on the team right now.
I disagree with you, not because it's just my nature to disagree with you. But if you were actually looking to trade him, you have to showcase him a little.
They don't want to.
Well, then you're not going to be able to. But then that takes out your theory. Your theory is that they're trying to trade him and they're looking for a partner.
And they could use him if they need him. But yeah.
You have a better chance of trading him if he's hitting 400 at Triple A than you do him just wearing a hole in your bench. So I don't, you know, maybe they are trying to trade him, but this is a funny way to do it by absolutely not letting him play at all. Campusano has not walked out of the dugout since May 31st. That's 10 straight days where he hasn't even been seen.
And I don't know anyone that can go up there 10 straight days of sitting around doing anything.
He has done
and
nothing.
Pitch hitting in a 10th inning of a
right.
big
You'd
game?
Be asking him in a pretty tough spot, right, to come up and get a hit. My thing is this. Why? You only have 4 bench spots. Why are you wasting one with somebody that you don't even think about using? Makes no sense to me. And when you tell me, well, maybe they just don't have anybody else. First of all, there are a couple of guys, you know, at the AAA level that are hitting that you might be willing to give an at bat to. But even if you're not, bring up another fast guy to be a pinch runner.
Something that can help.
Something.
Something.
Campusano is completely wasted dead weight right now. And that's not on him. It's on them for basically wasting him, I think. I agree with you, though. I would trade him if I could just to, you know, I feel bad for him in a way. He had 13 at-bats. He had no hits, but he had 6 walks. It's not going to put you in the Hall of Fame, but you're on base 32% of the time. Not an automatic out.
Let's see. I'm looking for some of
the
guys.
They won't let him play
AAA
at all.
They do have a catcher named Cody Roberts who's hitting .343 in AAA.
No.
Anyway.
Yeah. We could go on and on.
Tirso's hitting .305 after 45 games. Why not give him another shot?
Evidently, I mean, it seems to me you'd want somebody that you could at least use to do something.
Yeah. I agree. Okay. Now, the story that Adam Klug and I were talking about for a while before the show today.
Oh, this scares me. Anytime you and Adam get together.
Now, this one I think you're going to be in on. Because, earlier today, Yahoo Sports, so they put up an article and it says, Yahoo Sports, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, Yahoo Sports.
Why Jameson Williams is no longer a boom or bust fantasy football option in 2025. Okay, I'll click that. But at the top, it says this. This article was written with the assistance of Cast Magic, an AI tool, and reviewed by our editorial team to ensure accuracy. Please reach out to us if you notice any mistakes.
Okay.
There are 5 such articles on the Yahoo page right now that are being written by this Cast Magic, or at least when I checked earlier.
Mm-hmm.
They fired 2 of their fantasy writers, Dalton Del Don and Matt Barons, I believe, is his name.
Doesn't matter.
But they fired
But it doesn't matter.
But they fired both of them to make way for this AI tool.
They're firing people so that they can use AI to write their articles.
Yes. Right. So it got kind of crazy, and so they Yahoo had to actually release a statement about this because now people are like, all right, well, if I'm a writer, what do I do? Because you're going to fire me now. Like, do I need to find a new industry? Do I need to find a new job?
Probably.
Like, what do I do? So a Yahoo spokesperson provided a statement to Barrett Media. Quote, our editorial team has been using an AI tool since the end of February to deliver written summaries of our podcasts. In each instance, these summaries are edited and published by a member of our editorial team, and our use of the AI tool is disclosed at the beginning of the article. We'll continue to invest in our content team and have exciting plans in place for the upcoming fantasy football season.
That's a bunch of bull.
All right. So
what was the last line there?
Our content team and have exciting plans in place for the upcoming...
Blah, blah, blah,
We look
blah,
forward
blah,
to
blah,
sharing
blah,
more
blah,
soon.
Blah, 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 blah. Not hearing any of that.
So a lot of the people in the world of like fantasy writing are very upset about this, and everybody is talking trash about Yahoo right now.
Yeah.
One of them says, so Yahoo fires two titans in fantasy football content creation and replaces them with AI. Don't they realize AI-generated content is just an aggregate of content already on the internet? What happens when all content creators are replaced? There won't be any new content.
Welcome to it, people. Welcome to it. You have one way to control it. I'm talking to the listeners.
Yes.
You have one way to control it and one way only. Stop going to Yahoo to get fantasy information. Just flat out stop. If they are going to give you AI only, because really, don't we go to, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Shraby, don't we go to fantasy info to get other people's opinions on what we should do?
That's the thing, opinions.
Right. So we're not going to be getting that. So
we're going to be getting strictly number-based writing.
Right. So stop going to Yahoo and say you're not going to read AI. Now, having said that, everybody's using this now, right? I mean,
I don't like it. No, every article that's like written in AI, I can completely tell from the first paragraph.
Okay, but it's happening everywhere. And if you are a writer, heads up, because the future of your profession isn't great. And I don't think it's going to be long. Maybe I'm wrong here again, but who knows? They're going to just AI some, you know, those, you know, page turning books you get in the, you know, paperbacks.
What are they going to? Oh, they're just going to start writing books?
You know, fiction books.
I mean, it probably already has.
Right.
But the thing
is, James Patterson is the most famous guy I can think of. John Grisham, you know, people like that.
Michael Crichton.
Okay, he's dead, but he probably isn't going to write anymore.
Oh, man.
But my point being, those guys aren't going to need to write any books anymore because I think AI'll write it for them.
Well, that's the thing. You take all the Michael Crichton books, you put them down in there, you could write a new book.
So stop. So don't read it. That's your only chance to keep this from taking over the world is you stop reading it. But I don't think you'll do it. And I think the AI will continue. And the reason I think that is because I started as a sports writer, as you know, before I got into all of this
stuff.
Daily
Aztec.
Daily Aztec, LA Times, all kinds of things I wrote at. We recognized as sports writers 35 years ago that computers were starting to come in and have the ability, you know, what we recognize as newspaper people, that people were going to start getting their news on computers.
Yep.
Right? This is obvious now, but
yeah.
Remember, we're thinking back 30 years ago.
Yeah.
We're going, they're going to start getting their info on computers. Newspapers are going to start going away. Maybe this industry isn't the best to be going to.
So it took a little, but it's still taking time.
It's still taking
time. To work it all the way out.
Oh, but my goodness, Scraby, so many newspapers have gone away. It's not even funny.
No, you're right. You're right.
But here's the thing. We all thought, but newspapers will never go away totally because people are going to always want to go out on the beach or out on their patio or in their backyard and read their newspaper. And they'll never be able to do that on a computer desktop.
Oh, wait. I have one in my pocket now.
Yes, you do.
I didn't think of that,
what I'm telling you.
Well, no one did.
Right. We didn't think of it. So that's my point with AI.
There's
stuff you haven't thought about yet that's going to happen.
No. Like Adam and I were even talking. They could take all of our voice, our stuff we've done over the years, and probably make a show out of us. Without us.
They could probably get all the Chris versus the fans questions correct.
Oh, hey, I'll use AI to write Chris versus the fans questions. That's the only thing.
All right, here comes Sammy with the pregame. We're back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.